It's Wednesday, August 11th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Over the past 2 weeks, Nigerian Muslim militants have killed 70 people, destroyed 15 villages, and displaced 20,000 people, reports Christian Today. The attacks were on the primarily Christian Uruguay ethnic group. This is nothing new for Christians in Nigeria, as Muslims have waged an all-out war to root out Christians from the area. A new report by the International Society for Civil Liberties and the Rule of Law found at least 43,000 Nigerian Christians have been killed between July 2009 and July 2021. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria, who constantly face severe persecution. Romans 8, verses 35 through 37 asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Hundreds of thousands of people marched across France last Saturday to continue a fourth week of protests against COVID-19 health passes. The new passes will be required for people to enter many public venues. Other countries have instituted similar health passes, including Italy, Denmark, Austria, and Germany. Thousands of people also protested in Italy against the passes. On Monday, a federal court ruled against a disturbing Biden administration policy that would force doctors and hospitals to participate in abortions under Obamacare. The ruling also protects Christian healthcare providers from participating in procedures for people pretending to be the opposite gender. The court ruled that the Biden administration's policy, quote, "burdens Christian plaintiffs' religious exercise in clear violation of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act," end quote. Democrat New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation on Tuesday.
"Wasting energy on distractions is the last thing that state government should be doing. I cannot be the cause of that. I love New York, and I love you. Everything I have ever done has been motivated by that love. I would never want to be unhelpful in any way, given the circumstances. The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing. And therefore, that's what I'll do, because I work for you. Doing the right thing is doing the right thing for you. Because as we say, it's not about me, it's about we. Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly. My resignation will be effective in 14 days.
Cuomo faced impeachment by the Empire State Legislature after New York Attorney General Letitia James released a 168-page report on August 3rd, which documented that the governor sexually harassed 11 women. James 1 verse 15 warns, "After desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." On Tuesday, the U.S. Senate passed the bipartisan $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The bill heads to the House of Representatives next. The Senate is now considering a $3.5 trillion spending package as well. The Congressional Budget Office estimates the $1 trillion package will add $256 billion in budget deficits over the next decade. The Tokyo Olympics concluded on Sunday. The U.S. came away with 39 gold medals and 113 medals overall, more than any other country. China was right behind with 38 gold medals and 88 overall. However, primetime viewership of the Olympics was down 42% this year, compared with the Rio Games in 2016. The State of the Bible 2021 report released a new section on Gen Z youth, those under age 18. Gen Z youth were more likely to be disengaged from the Bible compared with Gen Z adults or millennials. Despite last year's turmoil, Gen Z youth were more likely than other generations to say they decreased their Bible reading. 90% of Gen Z youth said they were non-practicing Christians or non-Christians. And finally, as previously reported on The Worldview, members of the left-wing group Antifa attacked Christians at a prayer event in Portland, Oregon over the weekend. In response, hundreds of Christians gathered in the same spot the next day to worship the Lord. Christian singer Sean Fuchs led the event and reported that one Antifa member came to Christ. He wrote, quote, "One member of Antifa who came to disrupt our service was saved, giving his life to Jesus. It's a time for a bold and believing church. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and grace. The church is on the move, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." End quote. Luke 15, verse 7 says, "I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.